Major road networks in parts of the Upper East region are badly damaged as a result of the torrential rains. Communities in Bilsa South, which is one of the worst affected districts, have been completely cut off as portions of roads linking Fumbisi to other adjoining communities have been damaged, making them in more trouble. The situation, which keeps recurring whenever there is a downpour, has crippled the movement of people as well as goods and services. To this end, the MP for Bilsa South, Alhassan Azon, has requested recognized institutions and the road ministry to ensure competitive bidding in the award of road contracts. This, he noted, will avoid the incidence of shoddy work, as only competent contractors will be carefully selected for the execution of road projects. Mr. Azon gave the recommendation when he toured some of the flooded areas in the constituency. We bring you Isaac Asari's report.
Heavy rains recently experienced in part of the Upper East region caused extensive damage to households and large tracts of farmlands. The 10-hour downpour, accompanied by floods, displaced dozens of people who are currently in dire need of relief items to sustain their livelihoods. Also, some road networks, including culverts, were not spared by the floods. Road users, particularly drivers that ply portions of the affected roads, are very apprehensive about the consequences should the road continue to deteriorate. Some of the affected roads are the Sinyesi Doninga stretch, Fumbisi Kanjaga, as well as Fumbisi Yuwasana Dema, which links the area to Wale Wale in the northern region. Due to the gravity of the situation, the MP for Buisla, Alhassan Azong, toured some affected communities, including portions of the roads, to assess the extent of damage caused. He was worried about the level of destruction and blamed the defects on shoddy work and poor supervision on the part of road contractors. Though he announced some remedial interventions to salvage the situation, Mr. Azong advocated a paradigm shift in the award of contracts to help expose incompetent contractors.
If I've given a contract to somebody, I should also make sure that the person works up to standard. So as much as we are bringing the contractors, we are bringing the supervisors as well. And I also want to appeal to those who are aware of the contracts that they should go through competitive bidding. You see, most when I did my investigation at the field, I realized that most of them did on selective bidding. When you do competitive bidding, you'll be able to get somebody who's competent. And when they work on the road, it's not the first of time.
During the tour, it was observed that there were some maintenance works being undertaken by a local contractor to allow for easy passage of goods and services. At Kanjaga, some residents were seen struggling to use their motorbikes and bicycles to cross a river since the only culvert linking the communities had collapsed.